Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Cool again.
Yeah. We're finally rest up from Coastal Country Jam. Still reliving some of the highlights, though, and I'm really bummed you had to miss Jason Aldean because you were on stage doing the stage intro.
I was hoping I'd get back for it. I was going through the stage intro. I'm like, run back. But no, you text me saying you missed him. Sorry.
And Jason was in a great mood, especially when it came to talking about his kids and sports.
So back home with your little ones, I saw Brittany had posted a picture. They're playing baseball. Do you coach?
I help them out when I'm in town.
Uh-huh.
With my schedule, I'm gone a lot, so it's hard to kind of be there for every practice, every game.
Right.
So I just kind of jump in when I'm there and help out a little bit. But this is Memphis's second season and Navy's first season, so they're just getting started, kind of figured it out, and it's just fun to watch them kind of not know what to do right now.
Right?
At all. You know, hit the ball, run to third kind of thing.
Yes.
So. But it's so much fun. I love sports. I love watching them play and just, it's a good time.
Okay, Guy, I know you weren't there for that interview, but when he's talking about this, I'm like, how many people in his league are like, put me on Jason's team? Like, I want my kids to play with Jason Aldean's kids.
Everybody.
Right?
Literally, that's a no-brainer.
Here's another part of the interview, though, that I thought was really interesting. Take a listen to this.
Well, I love following your family on social media. I'm still waiting for the reality TV show. I'm hoping that's going to come. But you guys are so cute together. And I give a lot of credit to Brittany that, like, she does fun things as a family.
For sure.
When it comes to your wardrobe, how much influence does she have in it?
None.
No, really?
Not really.
That shocks me because she is so always put together.
And I am so not. You know what I mean? She always says we look like we're going to two different places. I'm like, listen, you know, what you see is what you get with me. It's like I'd be on TV with the president and I'm wearing a baseball cap and a t-shirt. You know what I mean? So it just is what it is.
But that's you. You're true to your style.
Yeah.
So you got to give you credit for that.
This is built for comfort, not fashion. You know what I mean?
I don't know why I thought that was like so interesting. I thought for sure she'd be like, no, Jason, let's wear this t-shirt or jeans. He does have a very distinct style, but I thought she might put her flair on it.
But he just seems so laid back too that he'd just be like, yeah, whatever. I'll just wear what you want me to. That shocked me too how he said immediately, nothing, none.
In past relationships, have your girlfriends like influenced how you dressed or what you wore?
Absolutely. And I had no problem with it. Happy wife, happy life. If I go out and they dress me, probably going to get lucky at the end of the night.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it. See, and with art, like I have my own style, but I will go to him and be like, hey, what do you think about this? And a lot of times he'll just say it looks great because he's trying to rush to get me out of the house.
Of course.
But I still want his opinion. I don't know so much that he influences me, though.
Well, at least you've asked for his opinion, too. So you know you've put him into the conversation, even if he doesn't care. That's how I think about it as well.
Okay, in your relationship, how much influence does your partner have on what you wear?
Let us know. Message or call 888-431-3764. Kelly spoke with Jason Aldean at Coastal Country Jam and found out that his wife, Brittany, has absolutely no influence on what he wears, which was surprising.
It is, because I feel like she is almost a fashion icon, too. Like, she has some amazing outfits. But he pointed out, he goes, yeah, but if you look at us, we are always looking like we're going to different parties.
It's true. It's true. And it stemmed into a conversation. Does your partner influence what you wear?
562 texted and said, zero. No influence whatsoever.
626 says, my girlfriend has no say with what I wear, but she absolutely hates how I always wear shorts.
All right. Kayla on the 91 freeway. How much influence does your partner have on what you wear?
So my partner, not so much, but actually my dad. If I ever want advice on what I'm wearing or what I'm going to wear, I always ask my dad, and he's very honest, and he'll tell me if it looks good or not.
So is it more so his honesty, or does your dad have an eye for fashion?
I think he has a little eye for fashion. He'll never admit it, but I think he has a little eye for fashion.
I love that.
Yeah, way to go, Dad.
Because I don't think the husbands really care that much. We like just, well, like, hurry up. Don't take 2 hours to get ready. Let's get going. Yeah, you look beautiful, honey. Come on, you know?
Exactly.
So, like, are you taking pictures and sending them to your dad? And you're like, okay, rate it, Dad.
Yes, sometimes. Or I'll take him shopping with me and he'll tell me if it's good or not.
Wow. Your dad will go shopping with you? My dad would rather watch paint dry.
Oh, he just wants to be involved, I guess.
That is adorable.
Dad of the year. I have a weird mentality with this. I look at the whole night picture. If I've let a girlfriend influence what I wear, she's proud of you, she's happy, she dressed you within reason, then the night's going to go better. Whereas if you just say, nope, you're not dressing me, then I feel like there's some resentment during the night. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, 951 says, if my wife's around, she will pick my outfit out for me. Because if I pick something, she usually goes, that's not going to work. Also, when we go on vacation, she packs all of my clothes. I don't pack one thing.
I got nothing wrong with that. Help out a little bit, but I don't like making decisions in the first place.
My husband would surely do that just because he's lazy. Oh, you'll pack my clothes? I'll wear it then.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.